All right, Hall of Fame weekend. Dwayne Kuiper joins us. Dwayne, I'll start off with Roy Halladay.
You know, the first thing I want to say, Marty, is when people ask me about should this guy be in the Hall of Fame, should that guy be in the Hall of Fame, inevitably, if people are asking about a guy and should he be in the Hall of Fame, it's usually, yeah. I mean, Mike and I are in agreement that everybody that they mentioned, and even the list of guys that they list, you can give a good case why they should be in the Hall of Fame. Now, you know, does it water it down a little bit? It probably does. But, you know, my only experience with Roy Halladay is watching him pitch against the Giants in postseason. And the Giants weren't supposed to be able to beat him. And, of course, they did. Now, does that keep him out of the Hall of Fame? Absolutely not. He was, as far as I'm concerned, you just look at him on top of the mound and he looked like he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he had that presence and, of course, had the postseason success. Pitched a no-hitter in the postseason.
Yeah, he pitched a perfect game, and that no-hitter was right before the Giants faced him. So, yeah, they had a lot going on then.
All right, Lee Smith. Now, Lee Smith, we've seen quite a bit, and you've seen a lot of Lee Smith.
Yeah. You know, I think Lee Smith probably should have gone in 15 years ago. And for whatever reason, well, I think it was unfair because there are a lot of guys going in that were closers, not a lot. I mean, there aren't that many closers in there, but the ones that are in, I think he had more saves than most of those guys. And for the longest time, he was number one on the list. So, yeah, he absolutely deserves to be in there.
How about Mariano Rivera? 100% perfect record, obviously, in the voting.
Right. Well, I think there is an occasion where the guy plays his last game. There are a few guys that just put him in the Hall of Fame the next day. And I think he falls into that category. There should be a separate wing for what I call the next day Hall of Famers. And you know, we got a bunch that wore a Giants uniform that should be the next day Hall of Famers. That's definitely the case for him.
Well, Hall of Fame weekend's always a lot of fun. Hall of Famers you played with.
Well, look, the first day I got into the big leagues, Gaylord's on the mound and Frank Robinson's playing first base. And they didn't like each other. So that was very, very interesting. But probably the guy that I cherish my time the most with this Hall of Famer, and that was Dennis Eckersley. Because when I was in Reno my first year, I was 22 and he had just turned 18. So I've known Eck a long time, and I watched that kid battle a lot of demons, but on the other hand, also battle on the field. So he was, without a doubt, the most favorite that I had a chance to play with.
Yeah, boy, when I think of Eckersley, I think of Eckersley and Tanana in the game where Eckersley threw the no-hitter, and you were in it. I got the big hit.
Well, I tripled in the bottom of the first, and Jim Norris squeezed me home, and from that point on, he and, you know, the thing about that game is they couldn't help but yell at each other the whole game, you know. And I told Eck, I said, Eck, you know, you're wasting your energy yelling at Tanana. And he goes, you know what, Kipe, this is my no-hitter, not yours. I'm going to do what I want. I said, you're right.
Great. Thanks, Dwayne.
All right, Marty.